As an artist, I get a lot of the same questions.
How long have you been drawing? What materials do you use?
A lot of new creators spend so much time wanting to learn the technical, but I always wondered, what about the mental? Art block, imposter syndrome, pencil paralysis. Why are these the things that tend to fall on the back burner? Well, I'm Ashley Cassaday, a digital artist and illustrator that spends way too much time in her own head asking about these things. So I figured I would invite everyone along to keep me company as we chat about these topics that aren't touched on enough in the art community. Because let's be real, us artists have some of the quirkiest personalities, in the best way. So I invite you to grab a cup of coffee and your sketchbook and sit back and relax as we hash it all out together. This is The Anxious Artist. Hello, everybody. Welcome. Wow, I can't believe that this is actually happening. but yeah, welcome to the Anxious Artist podcast. This is something that, you know, has been a long time coming for me. And, you know, I kind of just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And, you know, I figured I would just dive right in and we'll see what happens with this. But for those of y'all that don't know, my name is Ashley Cassaday. I am a digital artist and illustrator, and I am based out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area of Texas in the United States. I figured with this episode, this is going to be more of an introductory episode as to a little bit about myself and why I want to make this podcast. So I guess to dive right into it, like I mentioned, I am a digital artist and illustrator. And for those of y'all that are not familiar with me or my work, you can find me at www.ashleycassaday.com. You can also find me at Ashley Cassaday Art on Instagram and Ashley_Cassaday on Twitter. Those are my three main social media handles. But while obviously, you know, I am an artist, a fantasy artist and illustrator, and my background mainly pertains to the digital art world. So I actually learned concept art in college, and I've been drawing a large majority of my life. But with drawing, there's also one label for me that, at least for myself, that I've always labeled other than myself just being an artist. The other thing has always been the fact that I have been diagnosed with chronic anxiety. Yay! And so that's kind of where the name of this podcast comes from. And, you know, I kept wondering if I really wanted to name this podcast The Anxious Artist, mainly because, you know, when people think of the word anxious, you know, that goes to anxiety. And anxiety is, you know, obviously a negative thing that, you know, whether you have it chronically, whether you have it majorly or minorly, it's not normally seen as something good. But, you know, the more I thought about it, I kept thinking, you know, well, when we think about anxious, you know, that's kind of a connotation that can be both good or bad. You know, we can be anxious to go to our next convention to sell. We can be anxious to submit our portfolio to an art director online. You know, and while I want to be able to touch on the positive, I also wanted to have a space to kind of, like, myself and with other people talk about, you know, the real things that artists go through mentally on our creative journey. And as I've gotten older, I'm 28 years old now as of this episode, and I've been an artist all my life, you know, from when I was younger and then professionally outside of college. It just shocked me that, you know, a lot of my own personal artistic fears, I thought they were very exclusive to me for the longest time. And when I got to expand my network of art friends and people in the industry and we talk about these things, it shocked me how similar a lot of these experiences were for people, to a degree. You know, I was surprised to hear that some people's experiences, whether it was with dealing with freelance clients or, you know, learning to sell at conventions, a lot of the fears that some people had or struggles were very similar to mine. So I just kept wondering, you know, this is all very, very mainstream, but when it comes to becoming a great artist, like if you go on YouTube or even on podcasts, the things that people talk about quite frequently are, you know, technical things like, you know, okay, like how do you build your portfolio to work in the concept art industry? You know, how to understand color and light, how to render digital painting, how to mix colors if you're a traditional painter. And especially beginner artists, those are very commonly the things that I hear questions about. They're always wanting to know, what do I need to physically do to get better? And just a disclaimer, you know, obviously art is very much a technical art form. You know, you have to understand those technical aspects to get better. But that it seems so surreal to me that, you know, we hyper focus on that and people don't want to take the time to think about the mental. They don't think about, okay, you know, why am I experiencing art block? Why is it that whenever I'm going through certain parts of my life, I can't even physically bring myself to draw? And these are very normal things. And I wanted to have a space to talk about it, you know, especially from my personal experience. So, and that's, I don't know what direction this podcast will go. But just to disclose, you know, my goal is to, you know, I want to talk about these things and bring them out into the open in a very respectful, healthy way. Because, you know, some of these things, you know, some things that artists go through, they can be tough to talk about, especially if it pertains to things that deal with mental health. But as we progress in our society and, you know, as we get older, you know, it's very fortunate to see that there's less of a stigma on the idea of mental health and therapy and, you know, journaling, like, or just acknowledgement that we go through stuff. And artists, I think because we're so much in our own heads, so much of the time, especially being creators, it's a lot. It's taxing for us. And so a lot of times we don't address it. So I wanted to be able to do that here. And just to kind of tell a little bit about myself, my artistic journey has changed a lot in the last couple years alone. Like I mentioned, I have dealt with anxiety and depression for a while. And when I say this, I'm not saying it to put myself on a pedestal or anything like that. Absolutely not. It's more so just to kind of give the context of, you know, I had to go through a lot of mental growth too. And while mental growth overall is very important just to live your own life, I saw this huge correlation between, you know, taking care of that and the how much better my art got by opening my mind to new ideas and concepts and learning to accept things that for a while, especially in my younger years, I was not willing to accept. So for example, I went to college for concept art and for animation and games. And when I got out, you know, I had this like golden dream, which I'm sure a lot of artists do, that, you know, you would graduate from college, you would submit your portfolio, you would get into a company, and that would be it. And lo and behold, when I did that, that did not happen. I was out of work for a while, and it took a while for me to get my first gig, which brought me into, you know, a new job, which as an illustrator. And then now into full-time today, I currently am an art teacher, which I feel like has been my biggest success so far. But granted, with concept art, you know, for the longest time, I kept thinking that was my path, that was my journey, that was where I was meant to be. And I kept telling myself that. And obviously, it wasn't. It was not meant for me. And, you know, learning to accept and acknowledge that and go through personal growth and understand things that they don't really talk about in art school, it helped so much for me. And I've seen kind of similar concepts happen for, you know, some of my art friends in the community in the same way. And I wanted to share that here. So having this as a space to, you know, address those kinds of things. Now, granted, that's not to say that we won't talk about, you know, technical parts of art either, because the mental part of art and the technical very much go hand in hand, and it's very important to touch on both. But I just noticed there's, especially with younger artists, there's a very common trend where it tends to lean more so towards the technical than the mental. But either way, with this podcast, you know, I do not know where it'll go. I hope to actually have some of my fellow artistic friends on here too, to talk about their experiences. Because I feel like I'm much better bouncing ideas off of people and listening to what they have to say versus me running off at the mouth by myself. But you know, we'll see where this goes. And if any of y'all have suggestions or questions or things you want to know or topics to talk about, please feel free to let me know. And I want to address them because I want this to be a safe place to do so. So in the meantime, I appreciate y'all for checking in on this first episode. I know it's fairly short, but you know, we're kind of dipping our toes in the water and we will see where it goes. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And again, you can find me at www.ashleycassaday.com. That's my website. Instagram is Ashley Cassaday Art, and my Twitter is Ashley_Cassaday. So thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope that we'll be able to help you guys in the future with this podcast. Take care, beautiful people, and I will catch y'all on the next one. Bye-bye. Thanks again for tuning in to the Anxious Artist Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to drop a 5-star rating or review on iTunes so we can reach more thought-riddled creatives like you around the world. Also, have a question or topic that you want us to chat about? Shoot it my way to ashleycassadayart@gmail.com, and we may get to it on a future episode. As always, I so appreciate you stopping by, and I'll make sure to catch you guys on the next one. Stay artsy, my friends.